The words we use are important and they can create different meanings and different thoughts in the person who is reading to them or listening to them. So for example, if I said I was going to host a survival camp, or I was going to host a well-being day, you have two very different images there. They might encompass the same activities. They could have a fire. You could be doing bits and pieces of fire lighting. You could be learning some bushcraft techniques, which would fall under the heading of survival. And you would be delivering the same thing, but you would be attracting two very different types of customers. And this is where my thoughts have been going lately. What is the wrapper you're using for your sessions? What do you call your sessions? Is the wording attracting the right customers? So on a Wednesday, on an average week, I have some forest school sessions where I run basic activities, you know, the den building, bit of fire lighting, bit of cooking, bit of carving, some natural crafts. And then I have a bushcraft club, which is for slightly older children, where we make dens, use tools, light fires, cook things, and make natural crafts. Pretty much the same. And then I have a third group, which was for over 10s, where we do a lot more core bushcraft stuff, but in essence, it's under the same banner. Now my forest school sessions fill up quite nicely. I've always managed to keep these going with a regular group of people. The bushcraft club sessions in the middle, not so much. But the bushcraft sessions for the older children, absolutely, those have done extremely well. And they've done better than forest school. And it's all about which terms are your customers searching for. Forest school is now a pretty much a layman's term. A lot of people have heard of it. A lot of school children go to forest schools. A lot of parents talk about it. And in general, they know that it's something that is valuable for the children to do. So if a parent is looking for activities for their children that are outdoors, one of the search terms that they will go to is forest school. It's less likely that they would search for outdoor bushcraft or bushcraft for children, unless their children have a very specific interest in that area already. So the term forest school is much broader, which is why I use it for my younger sessions, because I know it's something that has universal appeal, is easy to find, and therefore I can attract more people. Of course, then the wording within my description and the actual sessions themselves will further filter than the people that then engage with my sessions. Now the Bushcraft Club, this kind of came out more the need to distinguish between that and the regular forest school sessions, because I wanted it to be more focused, wanted it to be more based on the child, more intensive, more focused, a few more challenges, and I wanted the children to be able to attend on their own. So I needed to make a differentiation. But I found that Bushcraft Club just doesn't sum up what we do and doesn't attract very many people. So I'm currently looking at the possibility of rebranding that and moving on to a different name. Whereas I have the exact opposite situation with the Bushcraft Club, with the over 10s Bushcraft, which is the Bushcraft Club. This has been marketed very well. It's a Bushcraft session, as for over 10s. Now, this is an age where they start developing more of their own interests, and they might become exposed to things like bushcraft. And this is when parents of teenagers are going, hey, or preteens are going, hey, I would like to develop some of their interests they have. I'd like to go further. We've had our time where we were broad, where we did all sorts of different activities. This is the time we're going to hone in on something that they really love to do, because I think it'll help their future. So a lot of the children that I get on the Bushcraft, over 10s Bushcraft, are already kind of interested. They've already done little bits and pieces. Comprises most of the group, where they are searching specifically for bushcraft, and I'm the only one in the area that really offers this bushcraft for the older children, that really focuses heavily on skills. So labeling it bushcraft attracts more people. So what I'm getting at here is it's really critical for you to think about the words you're using and the terms you're describing. If you say forest play versus forest school, this sets a very different set of connotations. It makes you think, okay, well, there's not going to be very many led activities. It's not going to be as structured. Child, and wrongly so, may assume that the child's not going to learn as much. Whereas if we want to kind of set ourselves up as a learning opportunity, which time outdoors is, forest play is a learning opportunity, but we've got to work with the language. If we call it a forest school instead of forest play, we are attracting those who want their children to learn. And so we're changing our audience based on the language. We're potentially attracting more people. So you've got to be really aware of the language you use. And this is still an area of development for me. I mean, I'm not a big fan of writing sales copy. It's not something that comes naturally to me. I do feel somewhat fake and just insincere when I'm not. When I'm just trying to show that I believe in what I do and I want to pass it on to other people, but it's hard to transfer that through written words. If you're someone like me who doesn't have that creative expressiveness. But it is important, and is, I think, a major area of development for a lot of other people. It's including the right keywords so we can get found. It's including the stuff that people are really looking for. And part of that is going to be talking to your existing customers and finding out what they like about your sessions, why they keep coming back, because that could be why more parents and families would want to join your sessions. But it could also be, this is entirely possible, that you've reached the extent of your niche there. And there's time to branch out to grow. You might need to branch out and appeal to a different group of people. You might add other keywords in. You might start offering food or cooking and make something of that. You might just try and push a different, unique selling point. Something that stands out from what you do and appeals to different audiences. But in general, you want to start with an audience, pick out your ideal customer, and say, okay, how would I attract this customer to my sessions? What would make them... how would they be able to find the sessions? What would make them click the link? And what would make them really engage and possibly book one of the sessions? So there we go. I think I will leave it there. That's my thought for the day. Think about what is your wrapper? What do you call the stuff that you do, it might all be the same, but what you call it to attract the right audience that you want. That, thank you so much for watching and listening. Remember, these shorter Wednesday vlogs go out both on YouTube and on the Bracken Outdoors podcast. So if you want hands-free listening, you can head over to the podcast and subscribe there. And I will see you on a longer Saturday episode. If you enjoyed this, please do subscribe. I'll see you in the next video.